From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Brazilian senators have voted 61 to 20 to remove President Dilma Rousseff from office. The senators found the suspended president guilty of breaking budget laws. She denies any wrongdoing.
Prometo manter.
Acting President Michel Temer was sworn in to replace Rousseff. She is vowing to form a strong opposition front against the new government. Gabon's Electoral Commission has announced that President Ali Bongo has won re-election. Demonstrations and street fights quickly broke out in the capital, Libreville. Protesters are reported to have set the National Assembly building on fire. The Guardian newspaper reported that three people were apparently killed by security forces. The government has not confirmed any deaths. Police are stationed at crossroads around the city. Turkey says it will not stop its military offensive in northern Syria until all threats are removed. Earlier Wednesday, Iran called for a quick end to Turkey's military offensive, saying the continued presence of Turkish forces will only escalate the conflict. Turkey launched an offensive last week targeting Islamic State militants as well as Kurdish fighters. Fighting between the Turks and the Kurds, both of whom are backed by the U.S., have complicated an already difficult situation in Syria. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is urging India to take greater responsibility on the global stage in partnership with the United States. He spoke at the Indian Institute of Technology and called India an established power with a footprint on matters that affect the entire planet. The top U.S. diplomat said further cooperation between the two countries is essential for confronting global challenges. This is VOA News.